Hello, this is Dr. Scott. Oh, hold on, hold on. Ah.
Claire, are you okay?
Hold on, let's open up. Let me turn it back on again.
Okay. I just, you know, I oiled it this morning.
You oiled what?
My hydraulic system that lifts the phone up so I don't have
Claire.
To pick up the hanger.
Are you still using that?
Hangle? What's it called? The handle? Sorry, that gave me a little bit of a concussion. Okay, it's over. I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm here now, and I'm speaking into the...
Phone. It's called the phone.
Handheld.
Claire, I really want to recommend that you get one of those operator devices that wraps around your head. If you're going to be answering the phones, you need to be efficient. And you know what they say, teach a man efficient, and he answers the phone for a lifetime.
Beautiful. Yeah. So I was hoping you'd call me because I have something I need to talk with you about.
Claire, you are hoping I would call? This is our on-the-calendar, once-a-week business call that is so important to our podcast business. Here I am.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I was hoping that you would actually make it.
I know. I've missed a few. My apologies.
So we need to choose a pattern for our mugs at the coffee.
Yeah, I've got the answer for that. Round.
Round.
You like?
Round mugs.
Cylindrical.
Are you going to ask me why all our mugs are broken, Dana?
I just assumed it was because you'd been punched back against the wall from your hydraulic phone holder.
No, it's not. And I didn't want to bring it up, but since you have, look, Emily Horehound is, I mean, she's a lovely personality.
Say a negative word about that beautiful woman.
Dano, she has no fingerprints. I mean, there is no grip in her fingers. She has dropped everything that we have. She dropped the hydraulic phone on my toe. She's dropped every mug that we have in the kitchen. She dropped the coffee maker, but luckily it's made out of leftover parts of the hydraulic system that I used to make this telephone razor.
Can I just say, Claire, I feel like you're putting the blame for your responsibilities on someone whose responsibilities those are not. We hired Emily because of her slippery fingers to do one job, which was the typing.
I can't argue that. She is fleet-fingered on the keyboard.
You say she has no fingerprints. I think she's exuding oil. I've noticed that even, when I go back in to type something up, my fingers slide off the keyboard. I can't hold a mug after that.
Well,
I've got a solution, though.
Okay.
Mugs with handles.
Oh, retro.
It would be retro, yeah, but I think we can pull it off. I think we've got the panache and the aplomb.
So now that we've decided they're going to be cylindrical with handles.
Cylindrical with handles, yeah.
What's the decor on them? I mean... Do we need a new expertise branding, or do we just want to get away from that when we're in the coffee area, just having coffee with a flower on it or a picture of Sterling K. Brown?
Who's Sterling K. Brown? Was he the inventor of the stir stick?
Yes. Yeah. Stir stick. K. Brown.
So that would be perfect for coffee because I know you add so many extra ingredients. In fact, Claire, Emily and I have been a little concerned about the amount of half and half you're adding to your coffee, so much that it actually becomes whole and whole.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure about being judged about a few extra pounds I've put on because I enjoy a little whole fat in my coffee.
I think you've got a little chip on your shoulder because we have a beautiful, svelte, young, attractive...
Are you saying you think that I'm jealous because she doesn't need a hydraulic lift on her office chair to stand up?
She? I was talking about me. I gotcha.
Okay, Dano. Okay.
But seriously,
hold on.
Claire,
I gotta just get into my chair.
There we go.
I'm in.
So your telephone lift is now doing double duty.
Yeah.
Where does the telephone go when it's hoisting your body into the chair?
Nobody really knows.
So do you feel like we've settled the mug question?
Yeah. I think I'm going to order us some cylindrical mugs with handles. Mm-hmm. Two handles, of course, one on each side. I'd like to hold the mug with both hands. My arms are really losing a lot of strength these days. Mm-hmm. And it's going to have a picture of Stir Stick K. Brown, the inventor of the stir stick. It's going to be, I'm excited.
Is that nominative determinism when the person has the name that matches the thing that they do?
Oh, that's apt Aptonomous.
Oh, yeah. We all did agree, so it is aptonomous.
Yes, yeah.
So apart from old slippery fingers, how are you feeling about Emily Horehound around the office? I think she's doing a great job. And, you know, she brings style to our offices. When we have clients, when we have guests come in, I feel like they're being greeted by Audrey Hepburn with a long cigarette holder. It's so elegant.
Well, I mean, okay, I can see you falling for the old, you know, iPod in her underwear trick, but I'm just not feeling it, Dano. I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry, Claire. I may have fallen for the old iPod in the underwear trick, but if I have, I'm not aware of it. I'm very aware of her underwear, but not of an iPod.
Wait. Yeah, she slips a little nanopod down her Spanx.
What?
So that there's always an Audrey Hepburn movie theme playing when she walks around the office. And you're making associative connections with her. She has cast a spell by, you know, pod Spanx, basically, and theme association.
You know, Claire, I didn't realize there is something about a girl emitting Moon River from her lower half as she walks around the office. I guess, you know, call me a man.
Right.
I accept that appellation.
Okay, well, and she is from Appalachia, which also that accent, that doesn't suit the whole Audrey Hepburn
thing
that she's trying to
pass off. There is a contradiction, horrible contradiction between her kind of hillbilly yokelisms and the elegant way she dresses and presents herself.
See,
she seems tall.
River, that's that's all that's going through your brain, you know, until she says, "Y'all have a seat, right?" I'm sorry, that was uncalled for. I mean, my real problem with Emily Horehound is not her singing underwear. It's not her svelte figure or the spell that she has cast in the office. The real problem is she doesn't have a lot of work to do, and we are paying extravagant fees for the rights to all these theme songs from Audrey Hepburn movies. We don't have the rights to play those.
If she's going to belt those out her underwear, she needs to be paying her own rights costs.
Rights costs.
If she's going around with copyrighted music belting out of her underwear, somebody's got to be paying ASCAP. And I'm not sure what the ASCAP is on something like that.
I know what mine is. I've had it up to here. Dano, I think we need to fire her.
Claire, I've got the simple solution. She came from our hat check room.
Yes.
She was working for tips. She was satisfied with that.
Right.
And you know,
as long
as she's not in the studios where the broadcasts are being made, any music coming out of her underpants is not under copyright.
Oh, okay, I see that. So as long as we keep her in the front room, welcoming guests, checking their hats.
The front of the room is the fruit of the loom. And that's where that slogan comes from.
She's free to swing her ass cap around that locked off portion of our office.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is going to require a little bit of thinking on our part. It's going to mean that we need to require each of our podcast guests to wear a hat upon arrival to the studios.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely, we can easily put that in the invitation memo.
Yeah. Who's going to type those up? Yeah. It's tricky, isn't it? I'll let you get to it.
Thanks, Dan.
No. Talk to you soon.
Bye.